The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Everyone, welcome to the show. It's good to be back. I was out for a couple of weeks on the live, but much needed necessary stuff to take care of and, you know, life. So we are back today and we're going to talk about what's coming up, angel guidance, angel messages for the month of June 2020. I know. Can you believe it? It's right around the corner. May has been a very, very busy month. June doesn't disappoint either. It's going to be busy as well. We're not slowing down. No, we're not, because we're in such a transformative year. So what we're doing here is we're going to talk about some of these important aspects that I'm following in astrology, esoteric for the soul. You know, I like to look at it and see, okay, what can we take from this as a tool to learn? And then I ask the angels for guidance on these different things that are coming through. We are all feeling so much shift and change. But honestly, if you look back over the last 6 months, I bet you can see that you have some strength that comes from deep within you that you didn't know you had. That will continue. Things are really moving and shifting. But this halfway point with June, things are starting to shift. I mean, you're going to feel the energy of wanting to speak out, speak up for yourself, claiming your truth, all that. You've heard that before, but really ready to heal. Like, I'm really ready for this. You know, I thought change was so hard for me, and I'm starting to find that, okay, let's just do this. You're going to feel that energy a little bit. There's several aspects that I want to share with you that are coming in June, but overall, there's quite a bit of energy here that will really help us heal the heart. We have Venus is highlighted. Venus rebirthing is highlighted in the month. Several retrogrades, two eclipses, and we are approaching the second half of the year. It is really ramping up for us to shift, and we've been learning so many new things, right? Just so much. When you go through something like that, sometimes it just feels so exhausting at times, like, because you're so used to autopilot or always being a certain way, this and that. And then all of a sudden things are changing. You're like, wow, we're exercising our creative minds a lot. So if they've been sleeping or you haven't been utilizing that side of you, you could feel that a little bit. This is a good thing. We need that part. That's living, breathing energy that wants to move forward. Your soul taps into that and really helps drive the ship to take you in a direction that's really meant for you. So when we start to really kind of look at the aspects from the bigger picture that way, a lot of the different things that are going on, not that they make sense, but we can work with it and find a way, find a solution, find our best of who we are in situations. Okay, so they always say the challenges are some of the better teachers. I guess we all are feeling that, right? So this is going to be an interesting second half of the year, but we're going to talk about June today. In a nutshell, change is in the air. Okay, that's not a surprise, right? Change is in the air. Yes, change. My computer is just cranking over here right now. So if you hear like it sounds like I'm in a wind tunnel, it's my computer. I have been in one. We've had all kinds of interesting tropical stuff going up the East Coast. So it's been stormy, and it's still stormy out there, by the way. So we are here and we are recording just in case, because we are approaching our official hurricane season. Oh, yes. So, yeah, then we have that going on, right? So we got change in the air. Yeah, that's not a surprise. The universe is giving us what we need to help us with those changes. We've talked about that. I mean, we are moving into a place where we really want to speak up. There's a lot of self-love focus in this one, like self-care. Like, are you allowing what you need to say that's true for you be heard? Not everybody's going to want to hear it. And that's okay. It's not about that. It's about you just not being feeling like you have to just keep it suppressed. You don't want to suppress it. At the same time, we don't want to abuse people with our sight, our viewpoint, right? We want to just feel like we can express what is right for us, what's different, what's changed. I'm not one to always go with the flow and the norm of anything either. I have a tendency to go differently. I always have. I'm just not satisfied if I try to just do what everything else is doing. I like having that individuality. That's that artist side of me, and that's okay. Not everybody wants that. Some people want more structure. Well, Saturn is in this game too. So let's start, because there's quite a few things, and I've been gone a couple of weeks. But let's start talking about some of this stuff, because first one's coming up on June 3rd, okay? First one's coming up on June 3rd. Now, here's the thing that'll be interesting to take a note of. I have a lot that I want to share, so that's why I'm diving right in. You're going to feel this. Okay, I am ready to just dive into this, because you're going to have a Mars influence. There's a lot of retrogrades, and those retrogrades slow things down. So you're going to feel this momentum of, okay, let's just get on with it. And then it just... if you feel that some areas of your life are slowing down, they probably are. The retrogrades are an actual benefit to help you review things before you go too fast in a direction. It's time for review, look over. It's kind of like double checking your math, make sure you added things up right. It reminds me of that. It reminds me of just double check, review. And yes, we constantly go through these different points of review. They're actually there to help you. And sometimes we're like, oh, I don't want to review it again. It's like editing your book, right? How many times, if you write, how many times do you have, can you possibly edit something? And it ends up like half of all your passion, it feels like, sometimes is on the floor because it's been cut out. Good editing will do that. And sometimes we have to do that in life with these kind of retrograde times, because they give us that opportunity to make sure we're not getting ahead of ourselves. And that's truly what we want to do. So let's start with the first one. These are significant dates you want to jot down and be aware of as we move through the month of June. June 3rd, right around the corner. June 3rd's the first one. Oh, yes, that one is considered the rebirth of Venus. Now, what does that mean? Venus has been an evening star now for a while, and it went into retrograde on May 12th, and now it's slowly just fading out of the night sky, because on June 3rd, it aligns with the sun, and now it becomes a morning star. It reappears as a morning star. That's considered a rebirth when it does that. The transition... it's a significant thing, especially in a retrograde cycle, because it's a time of heart healing. Venus retrograde is all about healing your heart, healing those things that matter to you, healing emotions and whatever you might be grieving, loss, whatever you might be feeling passionate about, relationship, anything to do with heart-related energies, with the heart chakra. Venus retrograde is all about heart healing. And I know. And it's, we have to go inward on that, and we have to clear the blocks. Again, yes, there's barriers, there's blocks that prevent us from accessing the love that we deserve, accessing the love that is the true part of us. Your soul is part of that trueness of what true love is, like the divine love. That's part of everyone, but have you cut it off? Have you accessed it? And part of, you know, I get questions a lot about relationships, but honestly, I've learned the hard way myself that to receive love, we have to open up and let the love from within us come out too. And sometimes when we're doing that, we feel like we're vulnerable. We're setting ourselves up to get hurt. This world's about feeling it all. But that fear and locking it down, you're missing all the great stuff too. So that one is a big one. You might feel some of that. It will have themes about love, forgiveness. Forgiveness is a big one for people. People really have a hard time with forgiveness. Forgiveness is just locking you down. You're not going anywhere. You're miserable. Really doesn't have a whole lot to do with the other person or situation or whatever that you can't seem to change because they're not doing what you want. That's what's going to be addressed, because your freedom comes from letting some of that stuff go. That's old energy that's just holding you back. So we also have communication, self-acceptance. Do you berate yourself or are you good to yourself? You know, that's a self-love thing. Relationship issues come up with this. Guidance, money, finances, all of the above is involved with Venus. Venus is, you know, got a lot on the plate there. These are what you want to pay attention to. You want to look at, and not everybody's going to have all of these going on or something to deal with or work with. Some parts of these topics will be working very well for you. Others, maybe not so much. You want to look at what's popping up for you around June 3rd. What's popping up for you? I asked the angels about this in particular because this one's pretty significant. You want to record dreams. You want to really pay attention to your heart energy because this is the rebirthing. This is a healing time. This is a clarity for what you're trying to change or what wants to emerge for you. This is what you're paying attention to. And I asked Michael, because this one usually is a little bit scary for people, and he's wonderful when there's fear, your guardian angels as well. Raphael's great for the healing, but all of this combined here, those three right there, when we have to deal with the heart chakra, we can really feel like we've just opened up the floodgates of emotions pouring out. And a lot of times people, when they're going through big shifts like that, they're like nonstop crying. Not everybody, but a lot of people might be, or you might feel it in your digestive system. I've noticed that some people do feel it that way. Or you feel very uptight. You want to watch that physically, because all that high strung kind of energy is not good for your blood pressure. You don't want to be doing that to yourself, but these are very important things to pay attention to. What is triggering for you is what you want to look at, not what's triggering for somebody else. And remember, in this whole year with this whole thing that we've been going through, with all the shifts and interesting stuff going on out there, we have a group conscious collective that we're working on together, obviously, but we also have our individual ones. So in this, you want to look at what's popping up for you. Michael said, he just said, you're going to learn. This is how he answered me on this, because I'm doing it for myself too. He said, the things that pop up for you, you're learning how to stand strong in what's right for you. You're going to learn, you're going to feel the things that you've avoided before, maybe. You're going to find your way to walk straight through it. It's like feel the fire, walk through it anyway kind of thing. You know, it's like feel it and then do it anyway. You know, if you've heard that phrase before, but he said, I'm going to be right there. Your guardian angels were here supporting you, but it's your time to shine. It's your time to shine. It's your time to let all these things that cause all this fear and cause you to lock down, it needs to go away. We got to open up the heart. We've talked about that for a few years. So they've been preparing us for a little while on this. Have you ever noticed that? So record your dreams. Pay attention to what's going on. This is a very powerful day to set heart intentions. June 3rd. This is the rebirth. It's a power day. What do you want to attract in your life when it comes to love, self-love, relationship, love of whatever it is you're doing, your passions, your job, whatever? What is it you want to attract? You're going to put your set your intentions. And if you are going through a cycle where you keep repeating the same frustration over and over again, ask those angels to help you put this one to rest for good. Like, what can I do here? Let me let this go. I'm highly recommending, to help support you in this, is clear the energy often. Clear your energy often, because we're in a very weird time right now that can be frustrating. But clear your energy very often. I would recommend twice a day, or at least once a day. Make sure you're setting time aside for self-care. Make sure it's not getting pushed to the side and you're getting all ramped up and you're not doing that. It's gonna highlight here a little bit, but it will help you tremendously to find the clarity you're looking for. So that's June 3rd. That's the Venus rebirth. So pay attention to that one. Now, on June 5, Sagittarius is a full moon lunar eclipse. Yeah, we got that eclipse going on. This is the last time, the last time we had a lunar eclipse in Sagittarius was back in 2013. What was going on in 2013 for you then, right? I mean, there's quite a bit going on here. This is a potent lunar eclipse. Sagittarius is very serious, okay? This is about removing the obstacles that get in your way. That's going to help you with what you were setting your intentions for with the Venus rebirth, you see? So this is going to help you. It's just going to, you're going to get serious. It's going to be like, all right, let's get structured. Let's get organized. Let's get a list together. Let's just do this. It can be that way. That energy can be that way. But it's about removing the obstacles that we often put in our own way. Not obstacles that are about blaming and it's about somebody else. What are the obstacles that we have put up for ourselves? We are a lot more powerful. Like I said, you should know by now in the past 6 weeks that you have some strength that you didn't know you had, that you could do things you didn't realize you could do. You want to give yourself credit for that. Don't berate yourself. It's not going to be perfect. Nobody's doing it perfect. But we're going to be reminded of an inner strength that we want to tap into. That's what that's going to do. Mars is also active. Mars is a very proactive energy anyway. Mars is active around this eclipse. I know. So that means emotions could be, you know, impatient. You could feel a little fired up and impatient in areas. Just watch that. It won't affect everybody that way, but just keep an eye on that. You may have unresolved anger floating around that might come to the surface to be dealt with, to be released, to let it go. You know, just keep an eye. Remember the 10-second rule we've talked about before. 10 seconds before you respond, so you're not reacting. So you at least, okay, wait, how do I want to respond to this? Not react. And it's always important to allow yourself to feel these things when they arise so they can move through, not get suppressed and put back down. So moving through the emotions can be a breakthrough. And that could be a big breakthrough for you. So please know that's a good thing. If you're feeling like, okay, I need a little help with this, I feel a lot of intensity, energy clearing, clear the energy, take the salt bath, jump in the ocean. If you're allowed to go to one right now, I think they're pretty much there, but you know, watch yourself there. Be mindful of others, but you know, it just clear your energy. Use the smudge stick. Ask Michael to help you clear it. Water's a conduit that'll pull it off. Just, you know, regular cleansing, your showers, your bathing will do that. We don't have to make this so hard. We just have to apply ourselves. It doesn't have to be hard. It can feel hard. Sometimes we make things more complicated than they really are. We don't mean to do that. But sometimes we do. If you're detail oriented, sometimes we can overanalyze. I've been so guilty of that before so many times. I know, to the point where, oh, I'm just gotta simplify this. Just simplify. So self-love, self-talk will help you tremendously going through that retrograde. So keep that in mind. I mean, you really want to pay attention to how you're choosing to talk to yourself. How are you talking to yourself? What kind of judgments or how hard are you being on yourself? I mean, what is weighing you down? That's a heavy weight that we put on ourselves and now we can't even move forward. So that's really important that I wanted to share with that. Michael also came up with this one again. He said, those are cords. If you think about that, just cut those cords to the negative talk. Sometimes we don't realize we have these, and it's just more for a visual here to kind of get organized in your mindset. If this is something that you're being really hard on yourself about, you're being very difficult and very self-punishing, so to speak. He wants to help you with cutting that cord because we don't realize, oh, we have a cord to ourselves. Sometimes we are our worst, enemy sometimes, and we don't want to do that. You're cutting the cord to the negative mindset, the negative beliefs that you're not worthy. That's what you're cutting the cord to. This is very powerful for this. Mars being active on June 17th, Mercury goes retrograde in the sign of Cancer, and that's an emotional sign. You see, we have quite a bit going on there, quite a bit going on. That's a sensitive sign. So just be aware that you may feel things. You might find that it's also your intuition is picking up. You might be picking up feelings and emotions from others a little bit more, not just empaths. Everybody, we all have a little bit of an empathic side to us, and sometimes that's more enhanced in something like that. But it's a sensitive retrograde, that one is, okay? So you want to be mindful and give yourself that 10-second rule about what words you choose, what thoughts, and if they're coming in intense or not making you feel any better, make a choice to change them. Make a choice. You know what? I know I'm wanting to react this way and get upset about that, but nope, I'm not doing that. It's like making a conscious choice, just making a conscious choice. So I'm going to take a quick break here because we got a few more things to do. I wanted to get at least a few of those out. There's just so much for June, but I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to the power and the energy that June offers us and what all of this energy with from the universe is bringing to us to help us. This is truly, it's never to bring you down. It's truly to help you. So these messages that I'm bringing you with the angels are for each topic about what they're saying we can do with that energy. And I was very encouraged and uplifted when I was receiving the messages from Michael, especially about, oh, okay, that's a great idea. That's a good approach for that. Because sometimes when you read these things, you're like, oh, we've got all this. And you immediately, your mind can go to a place of, oh no, all these things are going to happen. No. It's not like things are happening to you. We want to work with this energy for the highest outcome. That's what we want to do. That's a huge difference. That's a very different perspective for some people if you're used to everything's always going to happen to you or it's a glass half empty mindset. We're looking at the glass is half full and the glass is becoming quite full with a lot of powerful energy that will really truly help us moving over into the second half of the year. So with that, let me take a quick break. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. We will be right back after the break.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Main. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit SarahMain.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to Be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to Be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at jenniferbloom.com.
Welcome back to the show. Okay, now we got a few more things to go over. I did want to answer a couple of questions I'm seeing, and then I'm going to finish up because there's a few more things to tell you about June. So I want to welcome everyone. I see a couple of things coming up in YouTube chat. So welcome, and it's good to see you guys there. I've missed you guys too, so thank you for that. Pamela is saying she had to learn on her own, fixing her own issues to get healthy people around you. You have to be healthy. Forgive yourself and move forward. Very good advice. And it takes a little bit of effort to do that sometimes. Sometimes we don't see it at first and then we do. So I like that and I wanted to share that. We have Lissy is, hi, why don't I remember my dreams? There could be a lot of reasons. Sometimes we have so much going on our minds. We're not stopping or slowing down enough to even notice. One of the best things, a lot of people put that out there that they don't remember their dreams. Keep a notepad or a recorder by the bed. That's always something that helps a lot of people, because the reason is it's like, well, if I get up in the middle of the night, I might remember it. And then I roll over and go back to sleep. And then by the time you wake up, you forgot it. If you just make some sort of note or just a recording just to help you remember in the morning, it can help you to start to engage and be a little bit more present to help you change that so where you can remember them. I don't remember every single one of mine either, but I work a lot with lucid dreaming. And when you're doing that intended, like I actually do want to remember. I've also asked the angels to help me remember before I go to sleep. And believe it or not, that's worked pretty well too. Now, so I did want to answer that because dreams are important. They give you information from the subconscious. But that's just one of a half a dozen different reasons why you may or may not be remembering them. Lots of things can cause that. But you can get to the point where meditation is one of the best things in the world to stay grounded, clear energy, to get that connection going, and it will bring the dream activity up a little bit more if it seems like it's been quiet for you. When you're under a lot of stress, sometimes you don't feel like you're dreaming. So things like that, those are just so many different answers to that. But don't give up. Don't give up. Now, we had another question come in. It came in through one of my Facebook pages. So I want to say hello to Ashley. She's fairly new to listening to the show. But she had an interesting question. This one doesn't exactly have a perfect answer either, but I'm going to do my best here. I wanted to know, she's asking, I wanted to know, how do you know if a healer is a worker of the light? Does their belief system make them not of light? For example, if their work feels great, then they mention they don't believe in angels. I've stumbled on this and it's confusing. Everybody has the right to believe in whatever they want to believe, for one. In this case, if that is a big issue for you, it's okay to have a diversity. Honestly, there's things out there that I like or agree with some people and not everything. So I take what works, I leave the rest behind. That's one of the best answers for that, because they may be great, but then that part bothers you or troubles you. And if it does, then is that, that's a question to answer, ask yourself, is that the right one for you? If you feel that it is not, then move on. But I've seen such a diversity in different ways that people approach things, and they have their different reasons for why they believe what they do. I take what works for me, I leave the rest behind. And sometimes it's pieces of it, sometimes it's all of it, sometimes it's none of it. That would be the approach that I highly recommend on something like that. So, and it really doesn't have anything to do with what they believe or don't believe. They are just sharing what is true to them and what who they are, what they're about. One of the tricky things that's happening right now for everyone is we want to speak our truth and we want to claim who we are, but then we also have to accept that somebody else might be different. Somebody else may feel differently about a topic. It goes both ways. If we want to be accepted out in the world, we also want to practice accepting that everyone is going to have a little bit of a different viewpoint on things. I know that one's a work in progress over the whole, right? That's a work in progress, but that's how I like to approach it. And if I catch myself feeling like, oh, no, it has nothing to do with me like that, I'm just going to take what works for me and leave the rest behind. Just like that. So let me get on with this because we have some things to talk about. So we left off with Mercury. That's on June 17, Mercury retrograde, and that's in Cancer. Remember that one. Watch your words. Remember, it can be a very highly sensitive time. That doesn't mean that's a negative. That means that the intuition and really feeling and connecting, you'll feel more. You may feel a little sensitive about that. Just keep an eye on that. And then right behind that, on June 20th, 21st, that's the solstice, and that's the new moon solar eclipse. There's our second solar eclipse. We had the first full moon, and now this is the new moon solar eclipse, and that will be in Cancer. So the solstice is bringing the start of the Cancer season, you know, that sign. But also the new moon solar eclipse. So they're all at the same time. That's a powerful eclipse as well, and one of the most significant of the year. Oh, wow, right? One of the most significant of the year. So falling this eclipse falling so close to the solstice, the solar eclipse, it brings another rebirth like we were talking about earlier in the month. But it's just another one that'll open up to a whole new dimension. It's like it's opening a portal. It almost sounds weird to say it like that, but it does. It's like the new dawn awakening. It's the new. It kickstarts the energy of the brand new. You know, and you wake up and it's like, oh, it's a whole new world. Oh, my gosh, it's all different. This is what this one is going to do, a very new world. It will feel like a very new world. It will be seeds planted that will help start the process of all this brand new dimension and everything that we're moving into and living. So all this work that you're doing right now is worth it. It's worth it. It's worth to work and practice on how you're treating yourself. It's a good practice to keep those juices flowing in creative mindset, keeping your chakras cleared, keeping your energy clear, just keeping things balanced. Very important. So on June 22nd, we have another retrograde. I told you there was a lot going on in June, a lot. So June 22nd, that's Neptune retrograde in Pisces. Now that one's an interesting one too. So you go in right behind that Cancer one, and then you go into the Neptune retrograde in Pisces. That's going to be a super intuitive spirituality sign. So now it's opened up our heart at the beginning of the month with the Venus rebirth. Then we're going through two eclipses, okay? So this is potent. Sagittarius says, let's get serious. Let's get rid of whatever's in the way. Then it's going to take you into the journey of feeling and that sensitivity side, feeling life. There's nothing wrong with feeling life. Don't be afraid to feel life. The self-love, the self-care, the whole thing, everything. Then we move into this, moving all the way through. Then you have your retrograde Mercury. That's going to be communications, of course. But Neptune is the planet of spirituality. It's also the planet of escapism. So watch out for that. You don't want to escape what we want to learn. Creativity, the planet of illusion. You may see through the barriers, or you may find that you're looking at things with a rose-colored glasses. Just keep your feet grounded on, you know, in the present. But when it turns retrograde, when Neptune turns retrograde, we're guided to journey inward yet again. So the whole month has a lot of retrogrades that take us inside for different reasons. This one is going to be deep in the soul, your spiritual self. Where are you? What do you believe? It's interesting that that's coming up right after the other question that we were answering a minute ago. Neptune retrograde is subtle. It's a subtle energy. You feel it more on a subconscious level. Dreams can be more active at that time. So if you are having trouble remembering dreams, find a way to record it or just give yourself a little note like, hey, remember, and just put a couple of little aspects in there that might help you remember. If you don't remember every single one of them, don't worry about it, because sometimes we overanalyze that, and now we're getting in the way with all that thinking energy. One of the things you do want to clear is all that mental energy that overprocesses everything. That analyzing, that can cloud the whole thing when your intuition and spiritual muscles are starting to flex there with all these things coming up with Neptune and Pisces, all that. So just know that it's time to not be hard on herself. Don't be the critic that just pounds you if you're not perfect. This is a learning process for everybody, including all of us that are trying to help everybody figure it out, you know. And I'm not here to tell you how to think. I'm here to share some things that I'm finding and discovering and what angels have shared with me. And they've been coming through pretty spot on for me lately. In my personal life, my intuition has been really, really strong. I'm feeling things that make absolutely no sense. I've been following it. It comes to be exactly what I needed to do. I'm like, wow. And, you know, because sometimes when I get a heads up on something and your intuition, I don't know if anybody else has noticed that, you sometimes feel like, oh, I'm just finding things that are going to go wrong. And I was wondering about that too. I found things that like, oh, okay, I don't want that to happen, but good to have a heads up. So there's a perspective and an approach to it when the intuition kicks in. We don't have to think the worst case scenario. You might be getting a heads up like, hey, watch your step in a couple of areas if you don't want it to go this way. That's not a negative way to look at that. That's being mindful and aware. Okay, wait, let me look at and review. Let me review some of the ways that I was going to approach that. And maybe I could, you know, maybe tweak that and it'll, you know, be better. That's it right there. That's using it. That's using your intuition when things come up. Because sometimes they come up positive. Sometimes they come up feeling kind of weird like that. So just know, I know I get them too. And I've had a few come up like that in the last couple of months. And I've looked at it going, I don't know where in the world that would come from, but let me just take a mental note of that. And I have gone in the way that has felt right for me. And it's definitely stronger. So if it's stronger for me, that means it's going to be coming in stronger for everyone that's willing to go there. If you want to, I wouldn't avoid that. If I were you, I would learn how to utilize it. It could be one of your best friends. So on June 24. We're going to still go because I want to make sure I get through this. Gosh, I know there's a lot, right? June 24, 25, that, you know, and I say 24, 25 because it just depends on where you are in the world, in your time zone. Venus will finally go direct into Gemini. That's happening then. So it'll move out of its retrograde. It'll take some time. It'll take some time to get back to its strength and energy of going direct because it doesn't like to move fast. It likes to move in its own time. I know. So that's okay, though. That's okay. It's just going to move back, get that strength energy going on, moving into that sign on June 24, 25. This time, this is where you can reach greater clarity. This is where you'll find some understanding in whatever's been revealed to you in the anything to do with Venus, relationships, the heart. While you were in the retrograde, the clarity comes in when it goes direct. Okay, you may not know all the answers while you're in the retrograde, but then when it goes direct, that's when it will start to clear up like, okay, that's what I discovered. That's what I figured out. That's what I learned. June 27. Okay, I know. See, we're still going. Mars enters Aries. That's always powerful. Mars changes signs often, like every 2 months about approximately. But now it's moving into Aries, and that's significant because it'll stay there. That's what's weird. It'll stay there for the rest of the year. And if it's usually moving every 2 months, it's going to move into this one and then stay there the rest of the year. Why is that one good? Mars into Aries, that's a very proactive, let's get this done, let's get this done. Coming in right behind all that review, getting structured, getting organized, setting our intentions. This comes in. So see, the universe gives us the energy that we need in a timeline that if, you know, if we just work with the energy that is present at that time, then it's setting us up for the energy coming in behind it to utilize it in a very, very positive, productive way. Now, that's a long stay for Mars, especially if it's going to stay in that sign for 6 months, and usually it changes every two. So that's the last half of the year is going to be proactive from what I'm seeing with that. It has a lot of work to do. Apparently, we have a lot of work to do. So I think it's going to be when things start really momentum building, moving forward with that kind of energy after all of this settling and sorting it out, finding our clarity. Second half of the year is going to be busy working in that brand new way of life. That brand new dimension that comes in, that brand new everything. Mars in Aries, it's got a strength. It's like a warrior, okay? It's strong. So, but we need it. We need to feel that strength of what that energy can bring us so we can get through it, so we can move through and move forward. Because when we're trying to figure out so many brand new things, that can mentally be exhausting because you have to just really focus because it's unfamiliar to you. And you may, oh, wait a minute, you know, oh, wait a minute, I forgot that part. It's okay. It's okay. Do what you got to do to be structured and organized. When I asked Archangel Michael about this one, he's really, really good at organization and logic thinking. That's what I love about working with him. He is spiritual. It is the spiritual side of us. It's the angel. But he also is very logical and he's very good at, okay, it's kind of, he's a great life coach, really. And I like using his advice that way because it's like, okay, this is a lot of new stuff and I got to remember not to forget something. So I'll make my list or I have my little reminders in my phone or whatever you use to help you stay organized and in brand new things, especially when we have a lot of brand new things going on. Michael can help you with that. He can also just ask, and you'd be surprised at some of the ideas that'll pop up in the solutions. Whenever there's something to work out or sort out, the solutions come through. There's always a solution to every problem. We just want to be willing to listen for it, to see it from a different perspective. We can see different ways of approaching something. But if we are trying to stay structured and stay the same way all the time, you're going to have structure with this lineup, but in a way that will help you be working with creative brand new energy. So that's going to help us a lot. You want to be thinking about your goals and ambitions with that one, okay? Just through the whole month. You're going to feel more motivated to get things done, but you're also going to feel, and you're going to feel this energy coming back. And then you're going to feel a little slowed down from the retrogrades. So you're going to be like, okay, I'm ready. Let's go. And then the retrogrades are slowing things down. That's okay. That's when you practice your redirecting that energy into review. Do your homework. It's kind of like your homework. Do your homework. Do your reviews when that happens, because it won't stay that way forever. It won't. It will move you in there for a little bit so you can double check things, and then it's going to move forward. And wow. Okay, we're almost done here. There's still more going on here. June 29, retrograde Jupiter aligns with retrograde Pluto. Okay, now that's a key feature. Jupiter-Pluto alignments, that's major for 2020. That's a key feature in, it happens three times. It's already happened once. This is the second time. It's going to happen later. It happened in April. This is the second one. That was the first one back in April. This is the second one. Okay. I know. This is typically about global stuff, global finance, markets, stuff like that. So that's lining up. But remember, Jupiter is an expansive planet. It's like, it just wants to expand and go, oh, I'm hitting everything. It just wants to go further and reach farther. Pluto, remember, that one is just breaking everything down that needs to go away, that's broken, that's not working anymore, that won't work in the new dimension. So together, that's an interesting dynamic. On a personal level, you know, you may be drawn to look at your own financial situation in that energy. You might be looking to diving a little deeper into the energy of abundance and working with your law of attraction. I absolutely highly recommend that. I've been doing that. I've been doing that for my own personal, you know, life and what we need to do here. But yeah, look at that like that. We will break it down as things happen in different shows. When you really start to allow yourself to feel the energy of abundance, you'll realize it's not just about money. It's about happiness. It's about abundance and health, about abundance in lots of different ways in your life. There's more to abundance than just one area. Okay. Yes, that's an important area, but it's not just about that. So you do want to be willing to go into feeling and healing your beliefs about your own abundance. That's what law of attraction is. I mean, what we are focusing on, if we really always feel that lack, you know, law of attraction is like we are what we believe. Okay. Not what we want, what we believe. And, you know, we attract to us what we're putting out there into the world. So if you believe that you're not going to make it, sometimes we're putting that energy out there to not make it. And then we put that energy out like, yes, I can. Yes, I can. And then as soon as it doesn't work in that first approach, people just give up and they go, oh, it didn't work at all because I was believing in myself and then I didn't get that job. And now it's like they immediately go into this anger blame thing. That's not sticking with it to learn the process. And I, you know, everybody's got their different opinions on this. I know that what works for me on that, I know that sometimes I feel disappointed too. I feel lost. I feel all of those things. Everybody does. But I don't give up. I might take a little longer on some areas. It's like, okay, that one was kind of hard. I need to regroup that. But it's always worth it to go, you know what? Okay, that approach didn't work. Let me try something else. So this is a month with that alignment, an opportunity to look and work with your energy. It's always good to work with law of attraction and your abundance energy and believing in that. But remember, it's about a little bit of everything. So June, just to like wrap this up, June is a month. It's a busy month. Again, we have another busy month that will bring breakthroughs, aha moments, realizations, awakenings, in areas that we really, really need to move forward in a new way of life, in a new dimensional, in a new world. Because that's what we're seeing unfold here. They will move slowly with the retrograde, but it will also give you time to process and digest everything. So please know that. Eclipse energy is more intensified. So those moon cycles and the eclipse, things like that, they have more energy. They'll last longer. Just know that. But know that all of this is a way to help you. So to recap this quickly. And Michael is there. Remember, if you have these negative talk cords, cut those. I mean, they might be self-talk. It might be just negative berating yourself. Whatever that is, that's not doing you any good. Just cut that. Get rid of it. Here's the dates to remember and jot down. June 3rd is the rebirth of Venus. We went over all of these in the show. I'm just giving you the dates really quick again before we're running out of time. June 5, Sagittarius lunar eclipse. June 17, Mercury retrograde. June 2021, that's Cancer season, solstice, Cancer solar eclipse. June 22, Neptune retrograde. June 24, 25, Venus direct. June 27, Mars enters Aries. And June 29, retrograde Jupiter aligns with retrograde Pluto. That is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That's 8 different events in the month of June. Like every few days, something else. So you see, the universe has got our back and it's delivering everything we need to move forward. So I want everyone to know, I appreciate each and every one of you. I am still sending energy healing out and good vibes to you on a daily basis, because I know that sometimes with all this social distancing and everything else we're doing, you know, you can feel a little disconnected. I've been using it to really go inward and really get reconnected, because sometimes life gets so busy, we don't have time to do that. I highly recommend that you find some way that works for you in meditation, whether it's 5 minutes, active meditation, which is like while you're doing something, to let thoughts process. If you don't process those thoughts, they usually do come out in some very weird dreams, because your dreams keep you sane, really. Even the bad ones, I know, even the scary dreams, they keep you, they process energy in the mind, the thought. It's just getting that energy moving. And the subconscious is doing a lot on that surface that you may not be aware in your conscious mind. So it is good to note and pay attention to it, but you can also find very good information by literally meditating, and then that energy moves a little bit more. It'll move and flow steadily versus it's all built up. You feel all wound up tight. It's a big hot mess. Then you have an explosion. Okay. You know, you just explode emotionally, or you just explode with anger, whatever. You just, blood pressure, whatever it might be, happens to you. If you were to do it steadily and release and clear this energy on a daily basis, and I really highly recommend you do that right now, that's going to be one of the best things you can do while we're going through this energy. It will help clear it, keep it balanced. Your body will appreciate it. It gives it less to deal with, okay? Because your body physically is going to feel all that energy. So remember, somebody else's journey is not yours. I know that that's been tripping some people up lately. I've been getting some questions about that. Somebody else's journey is not yours. You have your journey. And the one thing where you have all the power is to work on what you can change within yourself. You may or may not like what somebody else is doing. There's nothing, that's not your journey to change. We can choose where you have power in that, is you can choose whether it affects you or not when somebody else is doing something. That's what I'm talking about. So I want everyone to know, I want to send a lot of love to you, a lot of energy. I want to send you some positive, uplifting energy. We're out of time. I want you to know that life is not trying to beat you down. It's really all this energy coming in and all these changes is truly helping us to find a better way to move forward. This is a very historical time. So I'm personally looking forward to all of us working through this in the rest of the year and discovering all these new things about yourself you never knew, and creative ideas and just abilities and strength that you never knew you had. It's all right there. You have everything you need. Angels are with us. Please don't hesitate to ask them. They will support you in every way. Thanks so much for listening, guys. I appreciate everyone being here. We will see you next time on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.